The ministry of Bishop Eddie Fabian edifies, comforts, and exhorts as God confirms his word with accompanying miracles, signs, and wonders. Bishop Eddie Fabian is a pastor with the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, and currently pastors the megachurch Tikrum Cathedral. His weekly Sunday services, conventions, conferences, and Monday 11th hour prayers are streamed live on Facebook and have blessed many lives. He is also a seasoned counselor God uses immensely to repair shattered relationships. You are about to experience the manifest presence of God. Now here's the Bishop Eddie Fabian.
You are. Jesus. Oh yes, on Calvary. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lamb of God, crucified. Yes. Mandora bashandelele mosita la bande, matandelele mosenda bande. Yes, Lord Jesus. Kibatula batandari ande brosenda la bande. Yele bondaria sole katara bande. Redeeming blood. Yes, Jesus' blood. Makatabado senda brande kutariane. Shileketurie sanda brande ke. Lebro katadarabane. Balala banderia rosandele mutadariane. Leketuria satalalabande. Shemandoria satalalabande. Korabande bro senda brande lele musandalabane. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody lift up your voice. Thank God for the redeeming blood, for the saving blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It never loses its power. It never loses its power. La baturia sanderebo shandala labane. La tabaduria sandabanduria sandelelemone. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him for the redeeming blood. For the redeeming blood, for the saving blood, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Thank God for the blood that gives us victory in the name of Jesus. He said, giving thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Giving thanks to the Father who makes us strong enough to take part, to partake in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and bless God. Thank him tonight. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, redeeming blood, saving blood, forgiving blood, mandoria satalabando, delivering blood, matura basatelemo shekatalabanda. Oh Father, we bless you. We thank you, O God. We give you all the glory. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you for the blood. 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 Rababu kesotala labane. Shemandoria sakatala labanda. Le babababadoria sandere broshekatala labane. Meloria rasandele bata. Thank you for the redeeming blood. Thank you for the forgiving blood. Mandoro broshekatala labane. Badondaria batoria sandele mutariana. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give you thanks, O God. We give you praise, O God. We bless you, O Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, what a blessing tonight. It's good to come your way again. The season of the blood. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that you made time to join us tonight. I'm Bishop Eddie Fabian. Tonight I'm here with my brother Ebenezer, with my brother Jose. And tonight together we are going to lead us all into God's presence. Hallelujah. And I know that God has something great in store for you tonight. Your life will not be the same again. Listen, call a friend, call a loved one, call your family members. Tell them the 11th hour encounter is on. Share the link with as many people as possible, because the power of God is going to hit somebody tonight. But I believe that the blood has done so much work already. Songwriter said the blood will not lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and to the lowest valley. And tonight it will reach to you wherever you are. Lift up your voice and begin to bless God right now. Thank God for the blood. 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 Mandororobo salabande. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. Mandororobo shikatalabrande. Father, we bless you. We thank you, O God. Mandora masatalabande. Shebadororobo sukatalabande. Rebadoria satelemata. Labandoria rosoterebando. Shola bandaria kurie satalabanda. Father, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Oh Jesus, mana mandoria satalabanda. Le baba baboria sole baba babadoria satalabande. Shele bandoria satelebronda braketoria mane. Oria rabasutele le baba 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 doria sandele brona mane li baba 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 doria satala la baba 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 doria na le bandoria sandele bronde breke turie na ba solo brondo ro bro sole brena bro sala la bane il le breke turie satala la baba boria na le baba baba boria satele le bronde bro sole bane li mamboria satala la baba ba li mandoria Satana la baboria sandele brona il lebro toriando robos le catarana banna ye le brende bro sole le bata. We bless you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, mana batoria sandele banna gloria rabase catarana banna. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, lift up your hands and just bless the Lord tonight. He is above all powers. Yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, we worship you. Yes, you were here before the world began. Oh, yes, Lord. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones. Yes, Lord. Above all wonders the world has ever known. Oh, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. Oh, there's no way to measure what your word. Father, we bless you.
Crucified.
Yes, Lord.
Lay behind the stone.
You live to die. Yes, Lord. Rejected and alone. Like a rose, you were trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me, oh, above all. You know, that's the good news about the work, the finished work on the cross. And he thought about you and he died on the cross. Someone said that if you were the only one on this earth, Jesus would have died anyway. And what a blessing it is. Well, tonight we are here once again to pray. And that's the reason why we have gathered here. And I want you to turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 5. And I'm going to read from verse 1. I believe that you have your Bibles. And I'm sure we're going to also share with you on the screen if that's possible. But Revelation chapter 5. From verse 1, the Bible says that, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much. I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Listen, if Jesus had not come, weeping would have been the order of the day. We would have been crying, because we didn't have had any victory over the enemy. But the Bible says that, and one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Hallelujah. Somebody declare, I shall weep no more. I shall weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Tonight, the prayers of the saints are going to go up. Amen. And the angel of the Lord is going to take up your prayers. Amen. We're going to release victory onto this earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Amen. Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made unto us kings and priests, and we shall reign on this earth. So last week we prayed about the fact that God has made us kings and priests, and that we will walk as kings and priests on this earth. Amen. He said, and you shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard a voice of many angels, one about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Verse 12 is what we are looking for, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. Listen, tonight there are seven powerful things that Jesus, as he died on the cross, he received for us. Amen. And with these seven things, seven is a number of completion. Once you have seven, it's complete. Amen. And that is the number of restoration that God is bringing into our lives. Amen. Tonight and in the days and in the weeks ahead, we'll be praying about this sevenfold restoration. Amen. That these seven things are going to be our portion. Amen. And Jesus paid the price. He paid the price on the cross. Amen. So that you will have these seven things. Amen. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Amen. Oh, by the end of this week, you'll be flowing in these seven things. Amen. By the end of this month, you'll be flowing in these seven things. Amen. By the end of this year, you'll be flowing in these seven things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And so first of all, I just want us to thank God for Jesus, who was slain as the Lamb, that he will purchase for us these seven things. Lift up your voice and begin to thank him right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, you shall weep no more. 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 Mandoria satalala bababuria sandele mosa. Le babababuria sandele bronamane. Le babababa. La bababuria sandele mro katariande de bona. Le babababuria sandele mre keturie sanda. Le babababuria sandele mro sheda brande. Le babababuria sandele mota. Le katoria sandele manda. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the victory on the cross. Victory of the cross, in the name of Jesus, that you purchased for us these seven things. In the name of Jesus, Father, we receive a sevenfold restoration. We receive a sevenfold restoration in the name of Jesus. Madoria satalabane. Oh yes, Father, we know that your restoration is better, is better, is better, is better, is better. Madoda batoria sane. Father, we bless you. We thank you, O God. We receive this sevenfold restoration in the name of Jesus. Rabababuria satalabane. Le bandoria satalabane. Le babababa. Le bandoria satalabandoria sanda. Le ketoria satalabane. bandera rakoto robo shikatara labane le baba bane itandoria satala labanda. Father, we bless you, we thank you, O God, we give you glory, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Now listen to what the Bible says in Acts chapter 3 verse 20 to 21. It says that, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So listen, God has ordained that there will be restitution. Amen. There will be restoration. Amen. Listen, restitution is a higher form of restoration. Restoration will give you what you lost, but restitution will give you what you are supposed to have at today's market value. Amen. And so when you are having it, you will have exactly what you have lost and even more at today's market value. And listen, the Bible says in Isaiah 42 and verse 22, it says that this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivereth, for a spoil and none saith restore. So these are people who have been robbed of things that they should have. And tonight we have seen 7 things that we have been robbed of, but God is going to restore all of them to you. And the Bible says that because nobody is saying restore, nobody is saying restore, the things that they have lost is not being restored unto them. But thank God, the Bible says that we have not just come to God, who is the righteous judge, but the Bible says we've also come to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. So listen, nobody may be saying restore, but the blood of Jesus is saying restore. And tonight the blood is saying restore for somebody. We are going to lift up our voices and declare restoration. Father, let there be a sevenfold restoration. Everything that I've lost, let the blood of Jesus speak restoration into my life, into my situation, into my family, into my household. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, in these last days, God is restoring whatever you have lost in the name of Jesus at today's market value. At today's market value, the blood is speaking restore. The blood is speaking restitution. The blood is speaking restoration in the name of Jesus. I see God restoring the church to its rightful place. I see God restoring you to your rightful place in the name of Jesus. Who is worthy? Who is worthy? Who is worthy to break the seals and open them tonight? Jesus is worthy. Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, is worthy to open the seals, and he has opened it for you. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Declare what the Lord has done already. Restoration, sevenfold restoration. My restoration, my restoration. Rakatoria sata lepapapapadoria sandaraba. I receive total restoration. I receive total restoration in the name of Jesus. Balota badea katalabane lopadoria satalabana lopadoria satalabane ikataya narabana oria rabasunarabana. Father, let there be a restoration. A restoration of power. A restoration of riches. A restoration of wisdom. A restoration of glory. A restoration of honor. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Badokatoria satalabana. Itabadoria satalabane. Lekatoria sanderibana. Oria rasutalabane. Lepatoria sata. Lekatarabane. Lepapapodia satalabana. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, restore in the name of Jesus. I speak over your people tonight. I speak over your people tonight. Father, restore whatever the enemy has stolen. Whatever the enemy has stolen, let there be a restoration. I declare, restore, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Badobatoria Sata Labrane, Le Baba Babadoria Sata, Le Catoria Sandere Brena, Le Bandoria Sandara Basha. There shall be a total restoration of everything that you have lost, a perfect restoration, sevenfold restoration in the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sata Labane, Le Catoria Sata Labba, Le Mandoria Sata Labba, Le Candoria Sata Labba, Lataniando, Italiando Robosule Batariane, Le Badoria Sata Labba, La Ria Rosso Telebana, Le Baba Badoria Sonarabane, Le Kerodia Sata Labba, La Mandoria Sotariane, in the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sariano, Sula Baba Baya, in the name of Jesus. Wow. Sevenfold restoration. Seven things. Seven things according to Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. And we're going to take them one after the other. You see, because every one of them is a cure for a problem in our lives. We were deficient in many ways. But when Jesus died on the cross and purchased for us these seven things, it became a cure for all our problems. Once you have these seven things, I'm telling you, every problem in your life is cured. Yes. So power was for the rest, for the cure of our weakness. And riches was for the cure of our poverty. And wisdom was for the cure of our foolishness. You see, so every one of them is dealing with something. And tonight we're going to start praying about them, because I feel that we need to move into it quickly before something else takes over. So the Bible says that the first thing that Jesus said, worthy is the Lamb to receive power. Yay, more of you, more power, more of you, Lord, in our lives. So Jesus came to restore power, the power that we're supposed to have, that the enemy has taken away. Tonight, there's a restoration of that power. Amen. You know, without power, you can't do much. You can't do much. When there was no power, you see, sometimes the power goes off. You may have everything in your house. You may have your air conditioner. You may have your fridge. You may have your freezer. You may have everything. But without power, everything is useless. And that is how our lives have become. Without power, you become useless. And the enemy's manipulations are able to move you in different places. The disasters. The Bible says that there's a strong man in every home. There's a strong man. You must have the victory over that strong man. There are dream manipulators. Hey, spirit wives and spirit husbands. Now, if you are without power, you cannot deal with such a situation. Strange children. There are families having strange children. Even in schools. They are strange children. The power of God must go with your child. There are witchcraft manipulations, evil hands. Sometimes a hand that is laid on you is not a good hand. You need to be careful. There are evil things distributing sicknesses, poverty, satanic caterers that are cooking for people. Hey, satanic sexual partners. You will get yourself into trouble. Idolatry, spirits impersonating the dead. And things that follow you wherever you go. But tonight, Kadu Satan de Bro Sanda, there is power to overcome every work of darkness. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, he came out of the wilderness full of the Holy Ghost and power. And the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Tonight, you want to pray that by the time we are leaving this prayer time, may you be endued with power from on high. Jesus told the disciples, Luke 24 verse 49, he says, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power, because he knew that they needed power. He said, I give you power over serpents and over scorpions, and you shall trample upon them, and none of them shall be able to harm you. Tonight, the power of God is available. If only you can tap into it. Lift up your voice in prayer. In the name of Jesus, receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost and power. Pray that you shall be endued with power from on high. Open your mouth and pray that God will give you the upper hand in every battle. In the name of Jesus, whatever is fighting you, dream manipulators in the name of Jesus. Matodia Sanda, the strong man in your home, the strong man in your family, the strong man in your city, in the name of Jesus. Manoria Satalabanda, witchcraft manipulation, tonight we see power over that in the name of Jesus. Matodia Satalabanda, hey, Labondaria Talalaba, evil spirits that are distributing sicknesses, pray in Jesus' name. God is empowering you. Lift up your voice. Power. Hey, Karosa Talabane, Lepapa Baduria Satalaba. Without power, you cannot do much. Without power, the enemy will overcome you. Without power, the strong man in your family, oh, Ribaturia Satala, he will have so much authority. But tonight, power is being given from on high. You are being endued with power in the name of Jesus. Batabaturia Sana, Lebreketuria Satalabane, Lebanduria Satalababa, Leketeruria Satalabane, Lebreketuria Sandarabana, Lebababa Diandolo Solabane, Lebabababadoria Salabaneriana, Lecatoria Sanderebrona Maniane, Lebabababadoria Sanderebrena Mane, Lecatoria Sanderebata. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power is being made available. Lobadoka Turia Satalaba, Lebreketuria Sanda, Lebebeketuria Sanda, Alia Turia Seteleba, Oria Rabasule Keturia, Lebebeberia, Lebebeberiane, Lebebeberiane, Lecaturia Satalabana. Pray that tonight you are returning full of the Holy Ghost and of power, full of the Holy Ghost and of power. Full of the Holy Ghost and of power in the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sata, Lebaturia Seketela, Labandoria Sata, Lekayanoria Turia Tanaraba, Lebandoria Sata, Lekede, Lekede, Likatoria Sandaraba, that we shall be endued with power from on high in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you died on the cross to restore power, to restore power for us. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus, I see power be restored to God's people in the name of Jesus. Mekadoria sotala bababa, lebadoria sule katuriana, lebebede betodia, lebababa latonia santelemana, lebababa yale kotoria naraba. I sense a great power be released to God's people in the name of Jesus. As you are praying tonight, a great power is being released over you tonight. Wherever you are, receive that power, receive that power, receive that power, receive that power in the name of Jesus. Madonia Badoria, Lebabababa, Manoria Satalabane. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God anointed Juliet with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God anointed Joe. Hey, it is you tonight. Lift up your voice and pray. You are returning full of the Holy Ghost and power. La ba 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 ba. La ba doria satele baniane. Le ketoria sara ba ba ba. Le badoria satalabane. Le badoria satalabane. Le bandoria satalabane. Le candoria sakeana. Yes, 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 yes. Power to tread upon serpents. Power to tread upon scorpions. Mandoria salibama ma. Le babababane. Le badoria satalabane. Le bandoria satalabane. Rabadoria sakataliana. Yeah, Lebadoria Satana Baba Baha, Mandoria Sandana Bane, power, power, power from on high, in the name of Jesus. Mayolo Loborobo Solebane, tarry ye in Jerusalem, tarry ye in Jerusalem, tarry ye until you are endued with power, in the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost, the power in the blood. La Batoria Satala Bandaramanda. And you shall receive power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood has purchased for you power. Claim the power. Claim the power. Claim the power tonight. In the name of Jesus. Matoria Satalababa. Le Catoria Satalabana. Le Lebreke Tudia Satalabane. Le Lebreke Tudia Satalababa. La Badion de Rebosulebana. Ayade Lebreke Tudiana. Le Papa. Le Papa. Le Papa. Le Papa. Le Papa. La Toria Satalabane. Ile Batoria Satalabane. Yes, Lord. Hey, Jesus. Mandoria Satalabane. Listen. If you have not shared, oh yes, it will never lose its power. Listen to me. If you have not shared the link with somebody yet, you are really depriving somebody of something tonight. Share the link. Let it go down a bit. Share the link now, because I believe somebody needs to hear what we are praying about. Listen. In Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, you will see something that Jesus did not deny, that the enemy had a certain power. He had taken some power and he wanted to say that he can give the power back to Jesus, but Jesus had a better way of receiving that power. You see, in Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says that, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power, listen to that. If it's your Bible, underline it. All this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. So the devil is saying that he is capable of giving power. But you see, the power that the devil gives to you, it will not last. The power that the devil gives to you is a power that will be there for a moment. And it's unfortunate that people are deceived going for this power from the devil. But there's power which is greater than another power. Maturia Sanda. I'm talking about the power that Jesus won for us on the cross of Calvary. That's a greater power. You need that power. It will give you total victory. It will give you complete victory. Now tonight I want us to pray. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. The Bible says that, for as much as then the children are partakers of the flesh and blood. Tonight you must get your communion ready. Because they are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. That, listen to this, through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. So the Bible says that through his death on the cross, he came so that he can destroy the one that has the power of death. So there's something called the power of death. That if you don't have Christ, that power of death can have control over you. And it can reign in your home. And it can reign in your family. But tonight I want us to pray. Amen. We have a greater power. Amen. You want to come against the power of death. That the power that Christ has given to us, we are coming against every power of death. Amen. In your household. Maybe you are watching me tonight. You lost one or two family members. You don't even understand how it happened. But tonight, there's a power that is going to protect you. The power of the blood. When the evil one comes with the power of death, it will pass over your home. Tonight, lift up your voice and pray against the power of death. In the name of Jesus, in Hebrews 2 verse 14, God is giving you the victory over the power of death. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, there is power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Come against the power of death with the enemy is bringing to your home. Come against it in the name of Jesus. The power of death, it will not prevail in your home. It will not prevail in your family. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. Enough is enough. The Bible says that Herod took James and killed James. And then he proceeded to take Peter also, because it pleased the Jews. Hey, somebody may have died in your family. You will not die. The power of the blood, the power of Jesus is protecting you tonight. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. The fact that your cousin died doesn't mean you will die. The fact that that uncle died doesn't mean you will die. Tonight pray in the name of Jesus. There's a greater power at work. Come against the power of death. Come against the power of death. prevailing in your family, in your household, in the name of Jesus. The power of destruction, Father, by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Madonna Batariana, we come against the blood, the power of death, in the name of Jesus. We come against the power of death. La Batoria Satalaba, Le Brecaturia Satalabane, Le Pandoria Satalabrane, Le Badoria Satalabrane, Le Badoria Salabane, Le Bebere Brecaturiana, Le Bebere Breke, Le Bebere Keto, Le Badoria Satalabane, Icadere Bashakara Baba. Oh Jesus, Mandoria Satalabrane. Oh. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Are we back on? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Mandoria satala brane, cresundara brane. Lebro sondere de brosim manana mane. Mandorobo shikatala bane. Batola baba 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 borea. Le mandoria satala bane. Lo mandoria satalabane. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Maloba satalabane. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. And we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Listen, the enemy is not happy. But we are dealing with every power that is risen against us. Psalm 63. Psalm 66 verse 3. It says, say unto God. Say unto God. How terrible art thou in thy works, and through the greatness of thy power. Are you here? The greatness of thy power, shall thine enemies submit themselves unto you. The enemies will only submit when they see power. When they don't see power, they don't submit. Look at Psalm 18 and verse 37. I'm reading from verse 37. It says that I have pursued my enemies. I have overtaken them. May you overtake your enemies. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are falling under my feet. It said, for thou hast gathered me with strength unto the battle, and thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them. They cried, but there was none to save them. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind, and I did cast them out as the dead in the streets. It said, thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head. Look at that. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. And as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Amen. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Amen. So you see, through the restoration of power, the enemy that had power over you is submitting to you. Amen. Tonight, I want you to pray that by the power of the blood of Jesus, may the enemy that had power over you, may they submit to you in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus, Badako Satalaba, La Baba Babadoria Satalabrane, Le Baba Babadoria Satalabrane, Le Baba Badoria Satalabane, Oh Riarabasutele Baba, La Bandoria Santele Mandoriana, Rababadoria Sanderemana, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Akatoriana. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. It said, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh God, that our faith will not stand in our own wisdom, but our faith will stand in the power of God. Tonight we pray in the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sandaraba, let the enemies that prevailed over us, let them submit to us. Let them submit to us by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, let them submit. Let them submit. Let them submit. In the name of Jesus, they shall submit. Kalabatoriana, write it down. Let them submit. Let them submit. They are submitting to me. As soon as they hear my voice, they shall submit. As soon as they hear your voice, they shall submit. Pray tonight. Whatever has been prevailing in your home, every night, every day, in the name of Jesus, pray tonight. Pray tonight. They are submitting unto you. They are submitting unto you. La baba badoriata, la baba badoria satalabrane, le katoria satalabane, le kroso tariane, liria rosundarabata, la baba badoria satalabane, ikatariaba, la baba bando, lo bandoria satelebrena, ikandoria satariane, relebela, lo bandoria satariana. Mababadoria setalabane. Oh, ye de break a turia nabrane. Yale labrano catolia. They are submitting. They are submitting. They are submitting to you in the name of Jesus. Mandoria satalabrane. Rabadoria satelebrena. Licadoria satalabrane. Oh, yes, Lord. And the 70 return with joy, saying, even the devils are subject to us. Ah, through your name, in the name of Jesus, make it over so talababa, le break it to the satana la baba bariondo robo solabane, la bandoria sanda, la baba dota, la baba baha, la tamadoria sanda, and the 70 return again with joy. You are living here with joy, you are returning with joy, you are going back with joy, because that enemy that had power over you is submitting to you in the name of Jesus. Madoka tabriana, la brika turia sata, le le pepe pede keturia sanda, la bandoria satala, le in the name of Jesus. Matola bane. Oh Jesus. Listen, the Bible says that Jesus appointed 70 and sent them two by two before him into the place, into the city and place where he himself would go. Yeah, let it go down a bit. And the 70, the Bible says that they returned with joy. So there was something that happened that made them happy. I don't know, but the Bible says that they return with joy. You will return with joy. Then they said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us. That means that before, they were not subject to them. But when Jesus sent them to go out, they came back happy. They came back laughing. They said, Jesus, the devils are subject to us. And he said to them, yes, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Hey, there's a more greater power, that your name is written in heaven. But this also is very important. Luke 10 verse 1 and from verse 17 to 20. Listen, they will submit themselves to you in the name of Jesus. Let's take one more. I think that, I don't know, the time keeps running very fast. But we are going to pray. Psalm 110. And we are reading from verse 1. Psalm 110. It said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. I see you putting your feet on top of your enemies. He said, he will send forth the rod of your strength out of Zion. Look at this. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. So God's plan is that you will rule in the midst of your enemies. Many years ago, let me go down a bit. Many years ago, we had this house help who came to our house. Somebody brought her to the house. And when she came in, I don't know what happened, but at a point, we couldn't find her. We were wondering where she was, and we couldn't find her. And then we saw that she was standing in a sitting room. And she was carrying her bag. I wish I had a bag to carry. But the bag she brought from wherever she came from, she was carrying the bag this way. You know, and she was saying, Meko, Meko, Meko. That means I will go. I will go. You see, she had met her meter. I don't know what she came to do. But when she came, she met her power. And she said, no, I will not stay here. I will go. The Bible said, thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. Hey, listen. This evening, we are just praying one more time. That anything that has been assigned against you, amen, they will leave you because of the power of God. Amen. And may you return after this program with joy. May there be happiness. May there be laughter where there has been sorrow because of things that you have gone through. From tonight, may that power submit to you. Amen. And may the Lord fill you with happiness. Amen. Anything fighting you in your home, in your business, in your church, may they leave and go now in Jesus' name. Clap your hands and begin to pray in Jesus' name. Matoda batada la baba badodia katoria sane le bandoria satararabane itandararabasoda katariane le madoria sakatabia nerekota le bebeberia kurie sandarabrane le baba badodia sandaralabane le badodia salalabande le bandara brande le bandara bande Le baba badoria sandele brene motariande le breke turienda Le baba babodia sandele brene broso nere broshe nebrone Le baba babodia satalala brande remanda Ye katoria sande Le tandoria satalala baba Yes Lord, in the name of Jesus, they are submitting, they are submitting, they are submitting in the name of Jesus. Matoria satala brande. Oh, pray that you will rule in the midst of your enemies. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. Father, that I will rule in the midst of my enemies. Yay. Make my enemies my footstool. In the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sata. La ba ba ba. La ba ba ba. He says, sit alongside me here on my throne until I make your enemies a stool for your feet. A stool for your feet. A stool for your feet. In the name of Jesus, Mata Bakotaraba, you were forged a strong scepter by God of Zion. Now rule, rule, even though you are surrounded by enemies, rule in the midst of your enemies. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. You are ruling in the midst of your enemies. Mandoria Sanda, they will submit themselves. They are submitting themselves in the name of Jesus. You shall return with joy. You shall return with laughter. You shall return with joy. Mandoka Taparaneka, Le Breke Tudia Satarabana, La Baba, La Tabadoria Sanderebrena, Licatoria Satarababa, La Baba Badoria Sanderebrena, Ileria Resotariana. Le baba ba, pray la pandoria sanda. God is giving you power, power to rule in the midst of your enemies. Power to rule in the midst of your enemies. In the days of his power, in the days of his power, the people shall be willing. In the days of his power, the people shall be willing. In the name of Jesus, tonight is the day of his power. Tonight is the day of his power. In the name of Jesus, whatever has had control and power over me, in the name of Jesus, from tonight I declare it is over. In Jesus' name, in my home, in my family, in the lives of my children, in the name of Jesus, in my church, oh God, palikatoda, 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 reketudia satalabanda, lebreketudia sandara. They are submitting themselves. They are submitting themselves in the name of Jesus. Power to rule in the midst of your enemies. Power to live the Christian life. Power to be a witness is being released tonight in the name of Jesus. Mandoria satalaba le bebebele ketudie satalaba le bebebele breketudie na. The enemy has had his way for too long, but from tonight, God gives you victory. God gives you victory. God gives you victory over your enemies. Thank you, Father. Oh Jesus, to know your name, to live within the Savior's love, you took my place. Knowing you be crucified, you loved, you loved, a people undeserving. Oh yes, Lord, hallelujah. Listen, our time, we don't have too much time, so let's pray. Listen, so he restored. He said, you have power. He said, you are worthy to receive power. Now, not just power. The second thing is to receive riches. Riches. So God is restoring to you power and also restoring to you riches. Maliko Satariana. Hey, our time, but we're going to pray. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. The Bible says that, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Hey, Deuteronomy 8:18 says that, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So God's plan is that you will get wealth. God's plan is that you will do well, you will have rich. It says, so that he may establish his covenant, which is swear unto your fathers. So there's power to make wealth, and God is the one who gives it. People are trying to find that money, wealth, in different ways, but it's God who gives wealth. He gives power to get wealth. Listen to what David said in Psalm 37 verse 25. He says that, I have been young and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God's desire is that you will not beg for bread. He will bless you financially. He will give you power to get wealth so that you will not beg for bread. I don't know what I'm talking to somebody tonight. Proverbs 22 verse 2, the Bible says that the rich and the poor, they meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The rich and the poor, they meet together, and the Lord is the maker of them all. So it is up to you. Which one do you want? Do you want to be rich or you want to be poor? He is the maker of them all. The one you want, he will make you. I'm sure you are saying you want to be rich. Write it down. I want to be rich. Look at that. Romans chapter 10 verse 12. We're going to pray. He said, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. So there is no difference. He doesn't make any distinction between people, but anyone who calls upon him, he is rich unto all of them. Tonight, I don't know who wants to call upon the Lord. And I love this scripture. It's been one of my favorite scriptures in Proverbs 10:22. He says that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. Tonight, you want to pray for that blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. He's the maker of the rich and the poor. Which one do you want? But lift up your voice and pray that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow shall come upon you. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Matoda batoria satarabana lebreke tudie satalaba la babababa la bababoria satalabane. He's a God who giveth thee power to get wealth. Pray, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Open your mouth and pray. Ask for the blessing that maketh rich. As for the blessing that maketh rich, it is the same God that made Abraham rich, is the same God that made Jacob rich, is the same God that made Solomon rich, and he can make you also rich. And Abraham was rich in cattle and in gold and in silver. In the name of Jesus, he is doing the same for you. Open your mouth and pray tonight. We just have a few minutes to close tonight. But pray. Lobatoria sataraba, la brakatoria sandarabanda, le bebebere ketoria. The same God, 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 the same God. In the name of Jesus, badokatoria banda, le breketoria sata, le papa, la badoria sotarabane, le breka. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, let the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow be your portion. You shall not beg for bread. I shall not beg for bread. Declare it. I shall not beg for bread. Hey, Brikatona, for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow is my portion in the name of Jesus. Robado de Kataria, le breke tudi satalaba, le baba baba do da taliano, le breke tudi satalabrane. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Listen to me. It is God who makes a person rich. Let it go down. It is God that makes a person rich. Let it go down, please. And he wants to make you rich. Listen, one of the things that I know that he does, he cannot go against his word. The Bible says that give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, will God cause men to give to you. I have seen men giving to me. Listen, people don't just give. Oh, there must be a power that will make them give to you. And tonight we want to sow into that seed. You know, some of you are saving. You are saving money to buy things, to do things. I've been there before, where I was saving money. I said I was going to build my house. I was saving money. Let it go down a bit. I was saving money to buy, to build my house. I put money down. I was saving, 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 saving. You know, and one day I was in a service. And in a service, you know, the man of God asked for some money. But somehow what I heard was that the money that you are saving, that money you are saving to build, go and take that money and come and sow it. You know, those are the times that you want to say, get thee behind me, Satan. Because you wonder that, is it God speaking? But it's God speaking. Tonight, I feel God wants to bless somebody financially. I sense in my spirit a blessing that will make you rich and ask no sorrow. Listen, I went and I took that money. It was one of the times that I understood the scripture that says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You can see that this one is a very painful one that you have been saving. Now, but God said, bring that money as a seed and watch me do something in your life. I had to believe. And I went to sow the money. And there's a way you look stupid when you sow your money like that. You sow every money and it's like you are there. You are sitting down. So God, what next? And it's like you look like a fool. But listen, God will not make a fool out of you. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent of what he has said. Has he not said it, then will he not do it? I don't know why tonight, but I sense somebody, God wants to bless you financially. You need to sow a seed, something you have been saving for something. But God is going to use that thing. Listen, after I did that thing, exactly 2 weeks, a man walked up to me. He said, brother, I hear you are building a house. I was wondering where this guy was coming from. I hear you are building a house. I said, hey, I'm building. Because I didn't know whether he was also going to ask me for money. I said, yes, I'm building. What is the matter? He said, God told me to come and help you to finish building your house. Mata Badoria Sandere Kosha. When the Bible says, will men give and it shall be given? It said, will men give unto you? This is what we are talking about. Stop saving and start seeding. Malosha katabane. Stop saving and start seeding. Sow seeds and watch God do something great in your life. Tonight, I feel somebody is going to be blessed by God. God wants to make you a millionaire. I don't know how, but I sense a millionaire is in the making. Somebody right here tonight joining me. And you want to sow, I don't know. I said to you, that service, the man of God mentioned a figure, but that was not what God wanted me to sow. God wanted me to sow what I had saved. Tonight, I don't know. I sense that many of us can sow a seed of 100. I want 100 because I want God to give you 100-fold restoration. But if God is speaking to you about something, maybe as I shared my testimony, maybe you too, God is speaking to you about something that you need to do specifically. Maybe sow 500, sow 1,000, or some money you have been saving. God says, sow it. Tonight, the number is going to be on the screen, 059-739-7772. 059-739-7772. Or if you are sending from outside of the country, please prefix it with +233-59-739-7772.
+233 5973 9 7772. And listen, send any currency. Whatever it is, you can send it. You can send by Remit. You can send by TapTap. You can send by Momo. You can send by Wave or any of these means of sending money. Send it tonight. We are going to share our testimony. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and has no sorrow is going to be your portion. I'm going to believe God with you that the maker, the Bible says that the rich and the poor, they meet together. Proverbs 22 verse 2. But God is the maker of them all. The one who makes people rich shall make you rich. Amen. Lift up your gadget, lift up your phone, whatever you are giving with the offering. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as your people sow tonight, I believe God with them for a breakthrough, for a mega blessing. In the name of Jesus, as many as shall believe and sow, Father, bless them and make a way for them. Anybody who listens to this, even later on, Father, let your blessing that makes rich and has no sorrow be their portion. Amen. You are the maker of the rich. You are the one that give a power to get wealth. Amen. Give them power to get wealth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Right, please sow the seed right now. We're going to take one more prayer topic and then we shall take the communion. But I feel this prayer topic, you need to pray it. It's going to be a blessing to you. But take out that seed and let's pray right now. Yeah, we have prayed already. Just sow it. Send it to the number right there on the screen. 059-739-7772. 059-739-7772. Hallelujah. I want you to sow that seed right now. And God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep the seed coming in. Keep the seed coming in. Keep the seed coming in. But I want us to take this prayer and then we shall be closing. Job chapter 20 verse 15. Job chapter 20 verse 15. You know, sometimes some of these places you don't go there to pray, but there are nuggets right there that you need to pick up. He said, Job 20 verse 15, he hath swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Job 20 verse 15. He has swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. So the enemy has swallowed down your riches. And the Bible says that, but he shall vomit them up again. It said God will cast them out of his belly. Tonight, I want us to pray just 5 minutes. With all seriousness, that any riches and wealth that the enemy has swallowed, may he vomit it out again. Clap your hands and begin to pray right now. We are ending very soon, but clap your hands and pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, he has swallowed down. He has swallowed down. He has swallowed down riches. But tonight, Lord, cast them out of his belly. In Jesus' name, whatever has swallowed down your riches, your wealth, in the name of Jesus, poverty is not your portion. Christ Jesus died on the cross in order to exchange your poverty for his riches. Tonight, pray in the name of Jesus, for the riches is the cure for your poverty. In Jesus' name, poverty is not God's will and desire for your life. In the name of Jesus, at this 11th hour, at this 11th hour, oh, may you have an encounter with the Lord in the name of Jesus. Even as you have sown your seed, even as you have sown your seed tonight, declare in Jesus' name, whatever has swallowed my riches, whatever has swallowed my wealth, let him vomit it out. Clap your hands and pray in the name of Jesus. Let it vomit it out. Let it vomit it out in the name of Jesus. Mandoria satalabane, le breketoria satalabane, le papa, le patoria satalabane, hey kalon satalabana, le panarapa. They are vomiting it out. He's vomiting it out. He's vomiting it out. Your riches that he has swallowed.
He's vomiting it out in the name of Jesus. 2 minutes, I want you to pray. Clap your hands and pray. 2 minutes, declare at this midnight hour, hey, Kado Satalaba, whatever has swallowed down my riches, let them vomit it out. Father, cast it out of their belly. 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 In the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sana. Poverty is not my portion. Poverty is not my portion. In the name of Jesus. Lebano Sakatala. Lebadoria Satala Brane. Le Grecotoria Satalabana. Le Bebele Breketuria Sana. Le Bababa. Le Breketuria Sana Brane. Oh, le break it to the end. I hear the voices down. Let it go up. I hear the voices down. Let Bakatuna. La Baba. Poverty is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, God has given me the victory over the enemy. Whatever has swallowed, hey, Malosa Talaba, my wealth, my riches. Lord, cast it out. Cast it out. Cast it out of their belly in the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sata. May they vomit it out. May they vomit it out. May they vomit it out. Mandoria Satala. Le Papa Palaka. Le break it to the Sata. Lo Mandoria Satala Brane. In the name of Jesus. He said he has swallowed down riches. He shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. In the name of Jesus, whatever has swallowed your riches, may they vomit it out again. In the name of Jesus, they cannot swallow your riches. I see it being vomited out. In the name of Jesus, you're going to be like the children of Israel. The Bible says they came forth with silver and gold. You are coming forth with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among them. You are coming out with silver and gold. God is going to cause somebody to come to you this week and tell you something. You are going to receive I hear financial surprise. Receive a financial surprise. Write it. I am receiving a financial surprise in the name of Jesus Christ. That is what God is giving to you. Whatever has been stolen from you is being restored back to you. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. That is going to be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Declare this week, I am receiving a financial surprise. I'm receiving a financial surprise. Lift up your hand and begin to thank God. In the name of Jesus, get your communion elements ready and begin to thank God right now for financial surprises. Thank God that the riches that the enemy has stolen, he is vomiting it out, is back to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, La Baturia Sanda. This week shall be my week of financial surprises in the name of Jesus. I thank you, just like Abraham. Father, you are making me rich in cattle, rich in silver, rich in gold. In Jesus' name, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Whatever the enemy has swallowed, he's casting it out. He's vomiting it out. You are casting it out of the belly of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow is my portion. Father, I thank you. I bless you, O God. I thank you that, Lord, you are the maker of the rich and the poor. And Lord, you are making me rich in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. I give you thanks. I've been young, I'm now old. I have not seen the righteous forsaking nor a seed begging bread. I will not beg for bread. I shall not beg for bread, for my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, Lord, I bless you. I thank you, O God. I give you all the glory. I give you praise. O Lord Jesus, Lord, I give you thanks. I worship you. I give you thanks. Convicted by your spirit, led by your word. Your love will never fail. Oh, Father, we thank you. I know you did.
the world, your only son, for us to know your name. Lay within the Savior's love, you took my place. Knowing you be crucified, you love a people undeserving. I know you gave the world your only son for us to know your name, to live within the Savior's love. My place, knowing you be crucified, you love. You love a people undeserving. Hallelujah. He loved a people who did not deserve to be loved, but he loved us. And tonight, you're one of those people that he loved. And he came to die on the cross. You know, tonight when we're praying earlier on, Jesus said to the disciples, he said, rejoice not that the devils are submitting themselves to you, but also rejoice that your name is written down in heaven. That is more important. And that's why tonight I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus, so that your name can be written down in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. The greatest miracle that he wrought for us is for the salvation of our souls, that by his blood you and I have been redeemed from the power of darkness into the power of his kingdom. So tonight, if you are there, you are not saved, you are not born again, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I thank you for dying on the cross to save me from my sins. Please forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person. I believe you died, and on the third day you rose from the grave. Your power has been released for my redemption. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you pray this prayer, Jesus is in your heart right now. You are saved, you are born again. Your name is written down in the book of life. And that's the most important thing. Hallelujah. Please get your communion elements ready. We're going to pray. Oh, I hope that this thing is not giving us problems again. Are we okay? Network. Don't worry. We still stay on. I believe that it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. So tonight, we're going to partake of the Lord's table, of the communion. So get your bread, get your wine. If you don't have bread, if you don't have wine, I want you to you can get biscuits, you can get water if you don't have wine, and we're going to take it together. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Okay, Bertha says we can hear you, Bishop. Thank you, Bertha. I don't know. Okay, we're having just some financial, technical difficulties. Yeah, but I believe that things are going to get better. Okay, so if you can hear me, that's the most important thing. Get your bread. I have my bread. Tonight we're going to pray over it. The Bible says that on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. After he had given thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples. He said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. So we pray over this bread. We declare it is no longer bread, but it is the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for you and I. Well, if you can hear me, I'm just doing this. Tonight, take your wine. This is no longer wine, but is the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Tonight we declare that this is no longer wine, is the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious as the flow that flows there, that makes me white as snow, the blood. Tonight, may the blood wash away your sins. May the blood release power into your life. May the blood speak restoration of power and riches into your life. In the name of Jesus, may you be delivered from every sickness and disease. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Of Jesus. White as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh yes. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That is the only thing that gives us victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. And we know that they will be willing in the day of his power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your power over the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have the power over the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we bless you and we give you praise for the power that we have had in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wow. Father, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there's a song I want us to take before we leave here, because I feel that that song really describes all that has happened tonight. The day of his power. Tonight is the day of his power. Next week, I believe we're going to continue again. But it's Graham Kendrick singing The Day of His Power. God bless you so much for joining in. And I know that your life is not going to be the same again. Shout, shout, for this is the day of his power. Hallelujah. Shout. God bless all of you for joining in. Bertha, Esther, Achampo, God bless you. And Nah, God bless you. Ajua Inchi, God bless you. What's the name? Let me see. Okay. Chloribel. Okay, wow. Never heard that one before. But it's the day of his power. Richmond Achampong. God bless you. Tewia Odai. God bless you. Annabelle Foley. God bless you. Josephine Latte. God bless you. Rosalind Opari. Mama Rosalind. God bless you. Oh, it's good to see you on. Barbara Damte. It says Bishop has truly served since Kodesh. Oh, wow. We have been tremendously blessed. God bless you, Bishop Fabian. We love you dearly. Barbara, I love you too. Kwaju Creatives. Yes, this is the day of his power. Nat Nati, God bless you. Isaac, God bless you. God bless all of you. Everyone joining in, enjoy this one, the day of his power. We've really run out of time. But listen, God willing, next week we're going to continue again. There are many more things we need to pray about that Jesus has restored unto us. We need to have it in us. But today, power and riches are yours. This week, may you walk in power. May you walk in riches. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my brother Osei, my brother Ebenezer. Thank you all for joining in, and everyone else who joined in. Let's do it again, same time next week. I'm Bishop Eddie Fabian. Hey, the day of his power. God bless you. Bye-bye. Oh, his power. Go. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Go. Go. Yes. Go. His power, His power. I love it. Oh. I'm sure you're also giving the Lord a dance. It's the day of His power. You have power over your enemies. They will submit themselves to you.
You have been exhorted, edified, and comforted by the prophetic word. Call or WhatsApp +233 591 524 522. That's +233 591 524 522 to speak to Prophet Eddie Fabian. Prophet Fabian would love to hear from you today and to stand with you in prayer. Eddie Fabian is also on Facebook and YouTube. Follow and subscribe today. Until Prophet Eddie Fabian comes your way again, run with a prophetic word.